Stop Punishing Yourself, the only podcast that teaches neurodivergent Alaskans prone to anxiety and depression how to stop feeling like victims to their brains and start feeling empowered by them. I'm your host and neurospicy life coach, Alicia Turner, and I promise to take you from codependent and insecure to independent and unstoppable using the spiritual art and science of coaching. If you're ready to fully reverse the harmful wiring that's living rent-free all up in your brain, then let's get started. Hello, my fellow earthlings. It is mid-May, and we are having a very cold spring right now. It's like the winter lasted way longer than it usually does, and the weather's not really getting hot yet, which isn't a problem, but you know, us Alaskans, we do get kind of desperate for it. So aside from some yard work I've done, I finally, for the first time a couple days ago, was just out sitting on the porch. It wasn't even that hot, but I was just out there to sit in the sun, and I was doing nothing, which is one of my favorite things to do. I only was out there with a glass of water. I didn't even have my phone. I was just chilling, thinking with my brain, watching the trees, which is like bliss for me. And it's crazy to be an Alaskan because we have so many long months without bugs. There is no buzzing. There is no creepy crawling. Everything of that nature disappears for like 9 whole months, which I love. That's one of the pluses of winter. I'm not a winter hater. I enjoy winter thoroughly. I thrive in winter. I honestly have more qualms with summer. I don't like being hot, and I don't like the pressure to go outside and do things all the time. I'm like, I hate that shit. So anyway, it takes my nervous system like almost till the end of summer to get used to all the bugs again. It's like I have to relearn how to be with bugs every single year. And by that time, they're all gone again, you know, when we go right back to winter. So when I tell you that I screamed when a spider crawled right next to my foot up between the wooden cracks in my back deck, like I screamed, and I was very embarrassed immediately after that my neighbors might think I'm being robbed or attacked or something. Steven always thinks I'm being attacked, which it's like funny after the fact, but I do know that's hard, like to be activated that often if I'm like, ugh, or, you know, like he's like, oh my God, what's happening? And sorry, Steven. So something hit me in this kind of very funny moment. One, I did an almost instant download of a model. Like I think in models now, which is very, very helpful. And I did one on the spider because that's what helps me when I get activated, when my nervous system gets dysregulated really, really fast. I do the model work first, and then I go into my body and I help myself there. But beyond that, I made an analogy of the spider with the negative and uncomfortable emotion that came up. And I want to do two things in this podcast episode. I'm going to explain my model of that spider because I thought it was so useful and it really started to change my mind about bugs. And that is how we help our nervous systems. We don't just want to accept like, okay, let's just keep getting activated and keep dysregulating our nervous system and just deal with it. No, you can do something about it. You can get out ahead of it. That's what thought work is. That's what life coaching is. So I started my model. I want to share my model with you about spiders. It's kind of a weird topic, but I promise I'm going to tie it in at the end with an analogy of our fear of feeling feelings. So I'm going to get to that at the end, but first I just want you to think about it as we do this analogy, or as we do this model with the spider. I want you to think of the spider as like your biggest fear. And a lot of times, humans' biggest fear is a feeling. They are so afraid to feel a certain sensation, a certain vibration in their body. And the only reason we're afraid of our feelings and afraid of a very, very bad quote unquote feeling is because of what our brain will make it mean. And it's because we don't understand what it means. Do you know what I mean? It's because we don't understand the feeling we're having. We're scared of it. We resist it. That's exactly what I was doing with the spider. And I really sat there outside on the deck after I got all sweaty and nervous. And I thought long and hard about it. And I thought of all of you who, you're probably right where I am with spiders right now, which is totally okay, but about emotions, right? You don't want to feel stuff like regret. You don't want to feel stuff like guilt or disappointment or fear. And so you're kind of doing this really uncomfortable tight walk rope of trying to avoid certain human emotions that are unavoidable. And I want to get us all into a place of being willing to feel any emotion and trusting ourselves to be able to do that because we trust that we can manage our minds. The only reason we're afraid to feel emotions is because the thoughts that are tied with them, we think they're true. And so keep that in mind. I'm going to wrap it up at the end, but first let's talk about the spider model. So if you don't know what the model is, when I say the model, where have you been, dude? You got to go learn this shit. It's life-changing, okay? You can learn it through a couple of my free YouTube videos, have the model in them as a lesson. You can also go to some of my older Instagram videos. I teach a whole live video series on the model. And it's also the first thing I teach my clients. The very first lesson, the first call we have together, I teach them the model and I walk them through that for the next 24 weeks, right? So they can master it because it's not something you can learn once and be like, okay, I get it. The application takes supervision. It takes some trial and error and it takes some working the kinks out. So it's not something you can just read and be like, okay, I get it. You have to apply it to really understand it. You can understand it intellectually. I'm not saying you can't. Absolutely can, but to apply it and integrate it into your life is a whole different story entirely. And that's why I think you should come work with me. So let me give you a taste of it. The spider that appeared by my feet was 100% neutral. That just means the spider being there, crawling up through the cracks, is not what created the fear I felt. It's not what caused that reaction in my body. Now, if you're not slowing things down enough and if you're not paying close enough attention, you will think the spider did cause my reaction and did cause my fear. And this seems like such a unimportant detail, but it is everything. You have to see it. Once you really, really sit in it, even if it's for a simple example like a spider, it can be life-altering. So the spider rolling up and the deck, it kept popping up and down. It was so funny because it did it like two more times. It cannot cause a feeling in my body. It doesn't have that power. Only my thoughts can cause those feelings. How many times have you guys, like, if you have a dog, mistaken like a clump of fur for a big bug and like been like, ah, and then like, oh, it's just hair. And then you just move it and touch it and throw it away. But if that was a bug, you wouldn't have that same like come down that fast. If it actually was a spider, then it'd be a whole thing. Then you gotta kill it. Then it's scary, right? So I've done that so many times, and sometimes it is a spider, sometimes it's not, which I love the contrast. But a clump of fur in the model is no different than a spider. And just in the model, I'm saying, obviously. You feel fear for both times, and both times that fear was caused by your thoughts, right? Because obviously a clump of fur, if we're going off of like just ignoring what's actually causing our feelings, that doesn't cause fear. And that's why it's so easy to come down. Because you're like, oh, it's just hair. It's harmless, right? Those are thoughts you have about clumps of hair. You could have those same thoughts about spiders. Some people do. Not all of us are scared of bugs. But the thing is, when it actually is a spider, we're not slowing down enough. We just continually play on this loop of thinking the spider is what causes the fear and we never do anything about it. We can do something about it. So, of course, there's some flavor of an unconscious thought when it comes to bugs and spiders. And it's so important we find that thought. We know our thought about the clump of hair is, oh, it's harmless. It's no problem. But that spider, when that comes up and it's crawling, it's got all of its legs and it's just like, do-do-do-do-do. We're thinking something along the lines of, it's not harmless. Maybe it's dangerous. It's gross. It shouldn't be here. It's getting too close to me, right? We could go on. We could find all the thoughts that are creating this fear that we feel in our body that the spider is not responsible for. Do you get what I'm saying? And now think about replacing this spider analogy with anything. Your boyfriend, your mom, your boss. Same thing. Life-changing. Your thoughts create your experience of everything, not the things outside of you. This is freeing. This is empowering. But here's the thing. Our brain just reports thought to us, our thoughts to us, like they're the news, like they're factual. But these thoughts aren't true that I have about spiders. When I'm thinking, this is dangerous, this is gross, it's not factual that spiders are dangerous and gross. I know this because as a child, I remember vividly, like, I would pick up spiders and hold them in my hands and let them crawl on me, and I didn't feel any type of way about it. And I have a high school friend who on Facebook is like obsessed with spiders around her house, and she loves them. She literally adores them and makes names for them and has this like genuine connection, which I am just so fascinated by because it helps me change my perspective when I see a bug, right? If I didn't have that to lean back on, I'd just like be even more afraid of bugs. I'd be like, no one likes spiders, and I'd torture myself more. And then another example is Billie Eilish. She is my favorite singer, one of my favorite people on planet Earth, and she has pet tarantulas. She loves spiders. And in one of her older music videos, it's actually the music videos for You Should See Me in a Crown. You should go watch it. She has like 10 different species of like from big to small spiders all over her. They're in her hair. They're on her body. She even puts her pet tarantula in her mouth, which is like a really badass visual. It's terrifying, which I love because she's just like shattering all these fucking norms. And it's so many levels of greatness. But it really challenges my thoughts on spiders because I start to question what some people love spiders. Some people aren't afraid. They're able to coexist with them without getting activated. Why can't I? The answer is, because of what I'm thinking about spiders. And I have to look at that if I want it to change. Now, no one's out here holding a gun to my head saying, get rid of your fear. You have to change your thoughts about. No, I don't have to. I could choose to if I wanted, right? You don't have to change your thoughts about anything. You don't have to do thought work. You don't have to learn how to manage and supervise your mind. But it is an option. You could, right? If you find yourself excessively complaining about stuff and problems keep repeating, right? If I was complaining about the spider over and over and over, not doing anything about it, I would stop feeling bad for myself. I'd be like, just do something about it, right? So with that said, our brains, of course, always think our thoughts are true. And that is how we get so stuck. And that is how we get so disempowered and so frustrated that nothing is changing. No matter what we change outside of us, nothing is changing internally. And so I sat there in the sun and I actually like stared at the spider for a really long time as I was doing this model. So the spider goes in the C line, the circumstance line, which just means the spider's neutral. I'm looking at the thoughts I have. Dangerous, gross, ah, I'm feeling fear. What do I do when I feel fear? I jump up. I scream. Right? I want to have the urge to run away from the spider. I literally am misunderstanding the spider so deeply, I want to remove myself. A part of me, I also felt an urge to smush it, to kill it. And my thoughts on killing bugs has changed a lot. I think I have mentioned it on the podcast before. I don't want to kill it. Like, who? What gives me the right? This is literally Charlotte's web. It's got a family. It serves a purpose. It's beautiful, brilliant life. Who gives me the right to smush it? So I have this urge to smush it. I run away. I literally go inside for a second. And then I'm like, okay, Alicia, we could do this. I go back outside and I'm taking deep breaths. But there it is again, right? And I scream and I do it all over. And so I move chairs. I'm like, this will help. Let me move my chair. And so finally, that creates the result of I put my nervous system in fight or flight. Like when I say this is dangerous, when that's the thought I choose about spiders, I experience a threat and I activate my nervous system. That is all within my control, which is so mind-blowing and also so exciting. so exciting to realize that. So no, I can't wake up tomorrow and have all new thoughts about spiders. That's not how it works. So don't think that that's what I'm saying. Just change the sentences and you'll be good. No, because a thought is so much more than the sentence. It's the belief behind it. And to switch momentum of belief, it takes tedious work, time, patience, and supervision to make sure your brain isn't sabotaging you. So I activate myself. I'm choosing fear when I see a spider outside of me. Where else am I choosing fear? Oh my God, it's so fascinating. Why am I choosing fear? What purpose do I think it serves? So let's just stay focused on this spider because this is the example we've got. I literally start thinking about how I don't understand the spider and that's what makes me so scared. I feel so threatened by it because I'm not sure of it. What are you doing? Where are you going? Why are you here? Why are you close to me? Can you hurt me? Will you hurt me? Right? It's just kind of this series of thoughts that put me on edge. And think of this, when people have different beliefs than you, when we think about how divided our world is, people are having these thoughts about other humans. They're seeing other humans who disagree with their worldviews, like I'm seeing this spider. They're misunderstanding them. They're clocking them as a threat instead of a brilliant, worthy life form, right? Instead of someone allowed and deserving to be here every bit as much as they are here. You know what I mean? So I start to consider, what if I like got to know the spider? And I know this sounds crazy, you guys, but when I do feeling work with my clients, we literally personify scary emotions. We get to know them. We start to describe them and label them. So no, I didn't go up to the spider and be like, hi, how are you? My name's Alicia. What's your name? This was all happening in my head, but my head is a wild place. So anyway, it's kind of weird, but I love it. So I start personifying it. And I imagine it with a family. And I consider that it's minding its own business. It's not here to get me. And how does that change the way I feel? It changes it drastically. And I'm like, oh, you're not concerned with me. You're just trying to do your thing. And then I wonder, what is it doing, right? My brain is just now has permission to go in this totally different direction because I had let myself sit there for 2 minutes. That's all it takes to build some awareness to shift that perspective, right? First, you got to take responsibility. Spider is not causing fear. I'm causing fear. Do I want to do something about it? Yes. Okay, let's go. It's so simple. The more practice you have. Of course, those first few times, it might take some work. It might not happen so quickly. That's okay. Come get your help. Come get your life coaching. We will work through it. But I'm sitting there and I'm willing to understand the spider and I'm watching it and it's just kind of frozen there for a while. It doesn't move. And I'm like, oh, you must be scared of me. But what are you thinking? You know, I was just like, and I thought about naming it and I thought, all these different thoughts I could have about spiders. I just asked myself, what other ways could I think about spiders? What would it be like to be out on this deck and have a spider come really close to me and just be totally calm? What would that be like for me? And this is how you do thought work, right? It's not about, I feel like our culture of today is it's so black and white. Is it this or is it that? Well, it can't be blah, blah, blah. No, this is like right now I realize I have a fear because of all my thoughts. I'm becoming aware of my thoughts and I know that the fear is valid, whether it's rational or not, right? Your feelings are always valid, whether your thoughts are true or not. And since I want to do something about it, the beginning stages of work are just to sit in the awareness of I create my fear around spiders, right? And then start playing. There's no right or wrong answer. There's no feel this way and you'll be good to go. Here's your stamp of approval from society. No, we're not looking for that. We're looking within for what feels good for us. And this is how I'm going to tie it to feeling emotions, you guys. There's no right or wrong way to get in touch again and to allow yourself and be willing to feel your emotions. Okay, there's no right or wrong way. I have a process and a structure that has worked for me, and I guide people through it. And we switch gears anytime we need, because when it comes to feeling feelings after a lifetime of feeling afraid of feeling them, just like I was afraid of that spider, it's not going to be very enjoyable. it's going to be like basically sitting down in a room next to like five spiders crawling around you and being locked in that room. That's what like the first stages of learning how to feel your feelings are. When you're so afraid to feel them, we're just kind of putting you in a room with a couple of them and we're getting to know them without bailing. That's what we do when we're on our own, when we're not supervising our mind, we just run. That's what I did initially. I just ran inside and I was like, safety. I'm safe now from my feeling. No, of course I'm not. It's right here with me in my body. And the spider didn't cause that. So what do I want to do about that? So I think we really, really, just like spiders, we misunderstand our negative and uncomfortable emotions. Right? I really thought back to what happened when I went from being willing to hold a spider, being fascinated, not feeling any fear in my body with them. Like, what kind of socialization or moment in time or traumatic event happened to make me now think the way I do about spiders now? Is it because women are taught to be helpless? I don't know. Did some spider really scare me one time? Probably. I don't know. It's not my job to remember that. It's just my job to be responsible for how I choose to think about it now. And same for our emotions. It's our job to be responsible for what we choose to think and feel. And I promise you, always, 100% of the time, your feelings are being caused by your thoughts, not by the neutral circumstances outside of you. This is very good news. I sound like a fucking preacher for Christianity right now. Come hear the good news. But I promise you, it's incredibly freeing and it's also mind-bending and it opens the door for your perspective really, really wide, which is so fun and so amazing. We don't want to keep living our lives misunderstanding and being afraid to feel our emotions. Because feelings are central. If our whole life is like a solar system, our feelings are the sun. Everything is revolving around that. And if the sun is off course or if it's dimmed and turned too low, we're all in danger. We need to focus on the sun, on the feelings, okay? And stop focusing on what someone outside of you is doing, thinking, or saying, and stop focusing on how you can control circumstances outside of you, and stop focusing on scary things in the room, the news that are completely out of your control. Focus on how you feel, because your feeling drives all of your action. Right? And if you're going to work on your feelings, you have to know what thoughts are causing them unconsciously. It is unconscious, meaning you're not aware of them. That's why we got to build awareness. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. A really crisp and clean spider model that you can switch out for any circumstances in your life to just see how it works. And then my little spider analogy. Me seeing that spider come up in the cracks was really what it felt like several years ago when I got into this work. When I had a negative emotion, I would go, oh shit! And I'd want to run away from it and try to get rid of that feeling in my body. But really, we've got to do the opposite. We have to stay with the discomfort. We have to be willing to understand it better. And we have to know that that feeling is worthy of being there and has something important to say and to add to your life, just like every living thing. Okay? All right. You guys have a great day. I hope it gets sunny someday, but also, I'm a winter girl, so it's all right if it stays chilly. Have a good week. See you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening, buddy. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, you have to come check out my one-on-one coaching program. It's 24 weeks of me and you, where I take all the guesswork out of your self-awareness journey. I'm just going to give you all the answers in one go. I guarantee you after these 24 weeks, you will feel like a completely different human. Empowered, focused, motivated, in love with yourself, and on fire for your life again. Go to AliciaTurnerCoaching.com right now to book your free consult call, and I'd love to have you join while spots last. I'll see you there.